matter and mortal mind defined. The thought just occurred that friction between two individuals is a product of manipulation. The thought then occurred, what is manipulation and how could it possibly be created or fabricated? What is it that gives it an appearance? What brings forth the suggestion that it exists? To where should one look for its source? Mary Baker Eddy is the discoverer, the founder, the leader of Christian Science. The textbook of Christian Science was dictated to her by the incorporeal, divine, supreme, and infinite mind, spirit, soul, principle, life, truth, and love. This is one of the definitions of God, as put forth on page 465 of the textbook of Christian Science, Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures. Mary Baker Eddy does not take credit for anything in Science and Health, for she says that she was a scribe unto orders. We could really say that she was the listener to truth that was dictated to her by God. And remember, God, she defines as being what was just stated. On page 146 of Science and Health, she states, divine metaphysics is now reduced to a system, to a form comprehensible by and adapted to the thought of the age in which we live. This system enables the learner to demonstrate the divine principle upon which Jesus' healing was based, and the sacred rules for its present application to the cure of disease. Now think of disease as being anything that is a dis-ease, something that is a conflict. In other words, it could be in the form of sin or sickness or death or any combination in any stage, no matter what individual form it may present itself, trying to manipulate one's thought that it is the individual's own thought. One of the most significant, concise statements that Mary Baker Eddy has made is a beautiful compilation of denials with the counterfact of truth, which explains it away. In other words, the denial is the first thing stated, and the counterfact explains why the error that is denied is invalid. The statement being referred to is entitled The Scientific Statement of Being. And here is what Mary Baker Eddy states. There is no life, truth, intelligence, nor substance in matter. All is infinite mind and its infinite manifestation. For God is all in all. Spirit is immortal truth. Matter is mortal error. Spirit is the real and eternal. Matter is the unreal and temporal. Spirit is God, and man is His image and likeness. Therefore, man is not material, he is spiritual. This short statement, which is entitled The Scientific Statement of Being, is composed of words that are lies and the counterfact of truth, which explains why it is a lie. If one contemplates how the word error is used, one realizes that it is never used as being truth, but the very opposite of truth. In other words, it is a mistake, something that is not true, something, therefore, that cannot be real, but is a mistaken view of what is true. 2 times 3 is not considered to be 5. 2 plus 3 is 5, but 2 times 3 is 6. It is always 6. Because that is what the facts about mathematics defines in the mathematical tables. The tables have been produced as a convenient way to learn the products when the elements of mathematics, which are the digits of 0 through 9, are utilized with the operators of mathematics, which is add, subtract, multiply, and divide. And if one learns the mathematical tables, or better yet, how the operators interact to bring forth a product, and when one learns the correct product, or how to properly apply the operators to the elements to create the product, or rather to discover the correct product, then one is not limited to just memorizing a table of products, but can discover the product no matter what the elements are, because the operators work the same way all the time for everyone, if they understand how they operate. The scientific statement of being is a statement of fact based on understanding what are the elements of God and what are the operators of the system of divine metaphysics, which enable one to make a statement of truth. The very first sentence in the scientific statement of being is, there is no life, truth, intelligence, nor substance in matter. Why can that statement be made? It explains it in the following sentence. All is infinite mind, and its infinite manifestation, for God is all in all. If one understands that all is infinite mind and its infinite manifestation, for God is all in all, then they will be totally in agreement with the first sentence, which says there is no life, truth, intelligence, nor substance in matter. Matter and infinite mind are opposites, or really, matter is an object of a so-called mortal mind, which is the opposite of the real mind, which is infinite mind. Mary Baker Eddy defines mortal mind as being an oxymoron. In other words, it is not possible to exist because mind is not mortal. Mind is immortal. So-called mortal mind is finite, whereas the real mind is infinite. The scientific statement of being is filled with a statement of a lie and statements of truths which explain away the lie. And this is what the system of divine metaphysics is all about. It is defining what is true, explaining away anything that is not true with the truth, and accepting the fact and rejecting the lie, utilizing the truth when there is a lie that tries to manipulate one's thought, and clinging on to the truth with a tenacious perseverance until the lie is seen as being utterly non-existent. And when it is seen as non-existent, any problem related thereto disappears. So we fake it until we make it. In other words, we make the statements that are true to destroy the fakeness of error until the truth has done its work in individual consciousness, whereby individual consciousness says, I agree. And once that happens, the lie is totally dispersed. It evaporates. It's like it never happened. And if this is done thoroughly enough, it can never again be recognized as something true. In other words, the error is destroyed and never again thought of as being true. One way to think about a word is to look at each letter individually and to correlate it to a word that helps explain the parent word itself. If one looks at the word matter, one could relate the M to the word manipulate. The next letter, A, could be related to the word always. The next letter, T, could be related to the word toward. The next second T could be related to the. E could be related to the word error. And R could be related to the word repeated. So this combination of words then is telling us that matter is something that is manipulated always toward the error, and then it's repeated. And the reason repeated seemed like an appropriate word to use is because it's like fake news. If we hear it often enough, then human mind tends to accept it as being real. Mary Baker Eddy says the whole of human history is based on a repetition of lie upon lie until one believes that it is them. In other words, that we are matter because we have been a product of lie upon lie until we believe it is true. We are taught that the formative years of the human mind, so-called, is at a very young age, and it's a very short span of years. If one would be taught moment after moment, second after second, minute after minute, hour after hour, day after day, week after week, month after month, year after year, that one is not made of matter, but of infinite mind, they would be filling their consciousness with truth instead of lie upon lie. Mary Baker Eddy states in Science and Health that we are constantly barraged with error that tries to influence and form a model in thought that is totally erroneous. And she says the solution is for us to form a model based on truth, and we must look at that model constantly so that it will influence every thought, speech, and action. And therefore, that we automatically reject anything that is contrary to the perfect model and accept only what is in accordance with the definition of God. And of course, that definition of God is only the core, and we need to learn what each of those words mean from beginning to end. Well, there is no end, but at least from the beginning. Because mind is infinite. God is infinite. So there is no end. In one of Mary Baker Eddy's most advanced works is Christ and Christmas. And she has a number of illustrations there which help explain the text, which is very brief, but the pictures are full of thousands and thousands of words. And in the illustrations, which are extremely comprehensive in their meaning, like they say a picture is worth 1,000 words, I think those pictures are worth thousands and thousands of words. Because Christ and Christmas basically covers the whole of Christian Science, which means that every word in the dictionary is covered, either as it being the truth or it being an antipode to the truth. In the illustrations that were being referred to, the final illustration is blank. In other words, it has nothing drawn on it at all. It includes no symbols or anything else. And it has been explained by one of our most advanced Christian Scientists, Rolf Witzke, that that final illustration is blank because it leaves the future open for further understanding and development. Since God is infinite, trying to explain what God is has no end, because God itself is infinite. Dale Carnegie says that we should never have any strong disagreement with anyone about anything, because tomorrow we may agree with them. Well, here's an example of how it could be applied. We may be looking at a smaller picture than what someone else is looking at, or our understanding may be more limited than theirs, and tomorrow we may have an expanded understanding and therefore say, oh, yeah, I see what you mean. I agree with that idea. That's why it's important not to outline to completely, because if we do, we are closing our thought to alternatives or expanded views, expanded understanding. We are limiting our viewpoint and therefore limiting our possibility of understanding a broader, more complete picture. Think of looking through a microscope or a telescope or a set of binoculars. The opening through which we are looking is very small. If one curled up their forefinger and tucked it in their thumb, they would be able to see with much more clarity, and it might surprise that one that is considered to have poor vision could have perfect vision by just looking through that small opening or aperture and be able to see with much more clarity. That's what happens when one views truth. They are blocking out an extraneous error that tries to surround the truth, and they're focusing only on truth. Mary Baker Eddy, in a letter to one of her students entitled Vision, asks the question, are you able to focus no matter what comes your way? Well, what comes your way could be easily referring to all the extraneous lies and errors and mistakes that try to influence one. If we have the slightest mistake in a mathematical calculation, it can be amplified into a major catastrophe. Imagine one were an architect and working on a large skyscraper building. If one had a very small mistake in the foundation, that building could be wobbling around up there at the top, 1,000 or more feet away. In fact, it probably wouldn't even get to be that tall building if it had a small mistake in the foundation, because it would be probably toppling over in the early phases of construction. What kind of construction are we going to have in our consciousness? Is it going to be built on a solid foundation without any errors? If it is not, then we're going to have problems. Are we going to be manipulated always toward the error and have it repeated over and over? Now, the title to this treatment is called Matter and Mortal Mind Defined. So let's consider, what is mortal mind and how does it relate to matter? One could think of a mathematical formula that was referred to earlier. 2 times 3 equals 6, or 2 plus 3 equals 5. Matter, without mortal mind, is inert. In other words, it is static. It is not dynamic. It is passive, it's not active. Think of mortal mind as being the energy that apparently is viewed as bringing life to matter. Take away the mortal mind, and matter is static. Apply the mortal mind, and matter appears to be dynamic. Think of a live person versus one that is considered dead. The one that is live includes mortal mind. The one that is considered dead is without mortal mind. In other words, what really dies in the experience of mortal death is mortal mind. Matter never had any life. It was only a manipulated object of mortal mind. If we replace the mortal mind, which is considered the power behind matter, with immortal mind, then we have a product of a spiritual nature. And instead of the object being matter, the object is idea, which unfolds to a manifestation of God. It is highly recommended that one study pages 115 and 116 of the textbook to gain a more clear view of the progression of thought from the mortal to the immortal. And then within those two major categories of the steps that really unfold. In Miscellaneous Writings, page 82, Mary Baker Eddy states that infinite progression is concrete being. That should be the model of what we should be pursuing constantly. And of course, concrete being means that we are reflecting God whole in all of its parts. In other words, the wholeness of God is being reflected in every thought, speech, and action. That should be our goal, continuously to pursue that. And if we do that, we will have a greater and greater degree of harmony in every aspect of our individual experience. The big question that we must ask ourselves and answer continuously is, do we want to be having our model that we pursue on a continuous basis be based on the incorporeal, divine, supreme, and infinite mind, spirit, soul, principle, life, truth, and love? Or are we going to be satisfied with blindly accepting our body being composed of matter? Now, by body, that is truly defined as everything in our experience. All thought, speech, and action. Our home, our business, our relationships, everyone that we have contact with. That is our body. It's our entire consciousness. It's the composition of our entire consciousness. Do we want to be having that focused toward the belief of the lie upon lie that has been compounded forever in human history? Or do we want to be having that based on the definition of God and all of the qualities that represent that definition in an active form, dynamic, as part of our every being, our every thought, speech, and action? It's very easy to accept matter because all we have to do is be passive. And that's the life that we are going to be experiencing. We're going to be experiencing a life that is manipulated always toward the error that comes our way, and it's going to be repeated over and over and over until we believe that that is the truth. Which are we going to choose? It's an individual choice. No one can choose it for you, and you can't choose it for someone else. Mary Baker Eddy says we will be very busy just taking care of our own consciousness without being concerned with the consciousness of someone else. So don't try to influence someone else erroneously just because you have an opinion about something. Remember what Dale Carnegie said. In other words, we better tread softly because we may want to be making a 180 degree turn in our thought as we expand to learn more and more about God, about truth, about reality. We should strive to get to the point where Mary Baker Eddy was when she stated she was praying three times a day. And she also stated that when she got Mary out of the way is when she had the most beautiful demonstrations of instantaneous healing. And of course, that's where Frederick L. Rawson was when he was looking out the window and he saw a load of rocks accidentally dumped on top of a man, covered him up. And if nobody like Frederick L. Rawson's level of understanding would have been there to bring about an instantaneous healing, the man probably would be dead. But Mr. Rawson, with a clear understanding of God, stated, there is nothing but God. And with that, the man jumped out of there like a rocket, totally unscathed, in perfect condition. It's an individual choice. What path are we going to take? The broad one or the straight and narrow? God is all in all. Amen.